Welcome back to the Orleans Arena, where the Aggies have returned to life. They're down 41-37 on the Cisparo scoreboard. 11:46 to be played, and the foul problems continue to mount for Cal State Bakersfield. Three inside players, Matt Smith, Moataz Ali, and Falu Doi, each have four fouls. And the Aggies have been much more effective going inside in the second half. But they also have been able to open the inside up because Ian Baker has knocked down two threes and Chance Ellis hit one on the last possession. Stats courtesy of Beasley Mitchell & Company's CPAs, where it's game on for consulting and financial services in the second half. Aggies now 6 of 11 from the floor. Bakersfield 4 of 12 in the second half. Aggies continue to out-rebound the Roadrunners by 6. Aggies have committed 3 turnovers in the second half, and in the second half it's led to 5 Bakersfield points. The Roadrunners have turned it over 3 times, and the Aggies have scored 3 points off those turnovers. And so, the Aggies have the ball down by 4 in this second half. 11:46 to be played. Huggins, Ellis, Baker, Jones, and I believe it's Eli Chua. The other player is screened to me by Falu Doi, but I believe it's Eli. Aggies down by 9 at halftime, down by double digits for much of this game. Now they're within 4. But still a long way to go. Baker to put the ball in bounds from left of the basket. It goes into Chua, who hands it back to Ian Baker. Baker brings the ball in the paint to Jamario Jones. Drives on Briggs, now picks up his dribble. Jamario just holding the ball, hands it off to Baker. Baker to Jamario, brings it inside, layup is good. Jamario Jones swoops to the hoop. Aggies down by 2, 41-39. And a blocking foul called on Jamario as he held Brent Rapp. As Rapp was trying to get the inbounds pass, that's 3 on Jones. And so he is the first Aggie to reach as many as 3 fouls. 41-39, Bakersfield the lead. 11:25 to be played in this game. And the Roadrunners again will inbound the ball. Or try to. Briggs, bounce pass to Arrington. Returns the ball to Brent Rapp. Aggies down by a deuce with 11:19 to be played in this game. Rapp in front court. Chance Ellis plays off him. Rapp takes the ball top of the circle, puts up a 3. It's not good. Rebound tipped by Chua, recovered by Huggins. Aggies come back down by 2. Baker out of backcourt. Gets a screen from Chua. Puts up a 3. It is not good. Cleared by Brent Rapp, and back come the Roadrunners. Rapp has the ball tipped from behind. Stolen by Jamario Jones. Aggies give the Roadrunners a taste of their own medicine with the steal. Baker again brings the ball across the timeline against Diedrich Basel. Takes the ball right of the lane, stops and feeds out on top for Jones. Jones a 15-footer. Yes! Jamario Jones from the perimeter. Game is tied. 41-41 with 10:33 to be played. Brent Rapp in the front court, and the Aggie fans are loving this. Arrington drives to the free throw line for Bakersfield. Back to Briggs, now to Brent Rapp. Rapp feeds back to Sean Briggs in the right corner. Briggs drives on Jamario Jones, goes to his right. Jumper is not good. Briggs gets his own rebound, but there's a pushing foul called inside on Cal State Bakersfield. Foul is called on the Roadrunners, and it is their 8th team foul. Foul is called on Sean Briggs. On Briggs, that is his 3rd. Eli Chu at the free throw line for a 1-1. Chu tonight 4 of 7 at the free throw line. Aggies have tied the game at 41. Damian Durham comes on for Cal State Bakersfield. He replaces Brent Rapp. Aggies have turned it into a game with 10-12 to go in this contest. Eli Chua, a 1-1. His 1st is not good. Rebound cleared by Sean Briggs. Chua now 4 of 8 at the free throw line. In the front court, Diedrich Basel. Basel working against Ian Baker. Baker drives him backwards. Basel now goes to his left. Out on top, the ball goes to Matt Smith. Right of the lane for Jalen Arrington. Arrington brings the ball in the paint. Feeds back to Smith to the hoop shot. Blocked by Jones. Recovered by Huggins. Huggins ahead to Ian Baker. Aggies playing much better interior defense. In the left corner, the ball goes to Ellis. His three is not good. Long rebound comes out to Arrington. Arrington lead pass for Damian Durham. Runs into an Aggie and is called for the charge. Damian Durham runs over Braxton Huggins. Huggins draws the purple heart, and the Aggies are as bad as they were in the first half, have been as the opposite in the last 5 minutes, and they've tied the game up. 9:36 to go in this game, and the Aggies have taken a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 41-41, the game is tied with 9:36 to go in this contest. There's a member of the Aggies team that's been suiting up since 1973. They haven't made a free throw, blocked the shot, or dunked over an opposing player, but they have been wearing and living the crimson and white proudly in that 44-year time. It's Ashley Home Furnishings. Let's pause now for a full break. 9:36 to go in the game, back in 60 seconds. Now this on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield.